This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't we go over or under the individual player props for Commanders Ravens as we do each Friday, Darius?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Let's start with the passing props. Jaden Daniels has the higher passing prop between the two quarterbacks here, 224.5.
I've got an over on this one. I generally don't for them.
Wow.
I think they're chasing a little tiny bit. I think there's going to be a little bit of late slinging it. Hearing this one, kind of spoiler alert for how I think the game's going to go. But I think Daniels goes over this total by a little.
I'll go a slight under. I think he's going to be around 220. Look, you can have a really good passing day, and it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be lighting it up. Like the Bengals game, as an example, he was fantastic throwing the ball. It was 250. You know, now that's 20 or so yards, 25 yards past the number here, but he had the 55-yarder to McLaurin. He had the long touchdown at the end of the game. So I think 220. And we saw him look really good at 4 incompletions against the Cardinals, barely threw for 230 in that game, so threw for 226 against the Giants, had a huge second half. So I think mid-220, something like that, under the number for Jaden Daniels. I'm with you, though. I think there's a chance they're chasing and throwing the ball in the second half.
How about the reigning MVP? He comes in with a passing prop of 221.5, Lamar Jackson.
I will go over because he's playing Washington's defense. I also think Zay Flowers is going to have a good game. I mentioned that earlier, but I like Benjamin St. Juste as a big, physical, long, lengthy corner against big, physical wide receivers more than I like him against like smaller, twitchier guys. Flowers, 7 for 111 this past week. It was his second 7-catch, 90-yard game this season. I think they might have found something there and got something going. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go over for Jackson, not by a lot. I think he throws for around 230, 240. But he's coming off of a pretty strong passing performance. And I do think they're going to be able to run the ball pretty well, so it's not like he's going to have to throw it a ton. But I think they'll make some big plays.
Yeah, I've been hammering the over on opposing quarterbacks against Washington. I've been wrong the past few weeks. So I'm going to say over, but I'm with you. I don't think it's like a 400-yard day. I don't think it's what he did last week against Cincinnati. I think they'll run the ball too well for that to happen. So I've got him in that 225, 230 range, so a slight overage.
They have a bunch of rushing props here for the quarterbacks, of course. Jaden Daniels, his rushing prop is set at 48.5.
Under for me on this one. He's been under pretty much half the time, and I think Baltimore's sole focus is going to be to prevent that. I think it's going to be a lot of espionage, it's a lot of boring rush lanes, just sort of keeping him there in the pocket. Again, easier said than done to negate all of it. But I think when he does run, it's going to be a lot of those 3 and 4, get out of trouble, not much there. Instead of the play getting minus 10, it'll be plus 2 or 3. So I've got a slight under here.
This is an over. 82 yards this past week, second time he's run for 80. He has been at 44 or higher 4 out of 5 weeks without really breaking much of a sweat. He has not been held under 40 yards, essentially, this season. So the answer is over. If they're going to win, he's going to have to be spectacular and put his cape on and fly around a little bit. Plus, it's the Jaden Daniels Lamar Jackson show. We know that. He said all the right things at the podium. Frankly, I loved what he said. I'm not Lamar. I'm not trying to be Lamar. We're played different styles, which to me means, in his mind, he's more of a passer, less of a runner. So, like, I dig that. I like that. All that's good. Still, though, when this game starts, you're basically going head-to-head in everybody's mind with the two-time MVP as the dual-threat superstars. And you're going to want to run for more yards and throw for more yards than him. So he's going to try to make the spectacular play a couple times, and he's going to make it once or twice. I think he goes over that number.
Will Lamar Jackson go over or under 55 and a half rushing yards?
Over 55 yards. Again, I don't see a path really to stopping the Ravens on the ground, and that means primarily him. So I think he goes over. If I'm saying he's going to throw for 260 and run for 60, you know, it's a 300-plus yard day for Lamar Jackson, which is not abnormal. That's how you win two MVPs, and right now he's probably the front runner in the MVP balloting for a third. He's been spectacular. 9 touchdowns, 1 pick so far this year.
Yeah, he's had one game underneath this rushing total. So I'm going to go over here. Again, I don't think it's 150 yards, but I do think he goes over the total.
But if he goes for like 150 or 25, which one would you pick?
150.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a superstar.
I think there's a path to the monster game. Just so we're all on the same page, yardage for him this year, 55, 54, 87, 45, 122. That week one game against the Chiefs, he ran 16 times. It's mostly been that he's been held in check other than the Dallas game where he kind of ran all over. But I think this is going to look more like the Dallas game. He had 14 for 87 and a touchdown. I'm banking on like 12 for 90 and a score from Lamar in this game.
Well, the other big rusher from that Dallas game was Derrick Henry. He has his prop set at 83 and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I kind of want to go under this, which I think stuns people probably. I think I am going to go under. I think Washington just like puts all of their energy into clogging up the interior, and it's like a 18 carry for 80 yard kind of Derrick Henry game, something like that. Yeah, I'll say under narrowly. And then it's the Lamar Jackson show.
Interesting. I thought I was going to have my little hot take that they hold Derrick Henry under the total, but I do. I have him under, but here's the little caveat. One, Lamar Jackson has a good rushing day, and so does Justice Hill. He'll have seven burst runs that are annoying and knock you around a little bit too. But Henry's going to be the bruiser, the thunder there, and then Justice Hill will be the lightning. They will run it effectively. Henry will be the yeoman, you know, sort of the workman-like yards. Hill will be a bit more explosive.
With Brian Robinson's injury status in question, there are no other rushing props available. So we'll move on to receiving. Let's start with Terry McLaurin. 60 and a half receiving yards for Terry McLaurin.
I got the under here. I generally go under on McLaurin.
I was
going to
say, you haven't given Terry an over yet.
Yeah. So
a couple of hundos in there.
Yeah. And I've been right the other three times. But it's not a great track record. It's 3 out of 5. It's unbelievable. But again, I think everybody knows that's the threat. That's the guy that can cause you problems. Now, it hasn't stopped him a couple times from going well over 100. But I think for Baltimore's sake, they're going to try to keep everything in front. I think other guys are going to have a chance to eat. I think Terry's right around 50, 55.
What's the number?
60 and a half.
It's getting higher because it's been in the low 50s. Under. I think it's like a 5 for 58 or something like that. This will be the other's game. You know, this is, does Noah Brown back? Maybe it's a 3-for-40 for Luke McCaffrey. I think Austin Eckler is going to catch a bunch of passes out of the backfield. I don't think this is a Terry McLaurin game. Does have 100 and 112 over his last three games with 52 sandwiched in the middle.
The second week in a row that Zach Ertz has his receiving prop set at 27.5.
I always go over on this, and I've been wrong, I think, 4 out of 5 times. So I'm not going to go under. Maybe that changes his fortune this week, but just there's nothing dynamic happening. He dropped a couple passes last week that he should have caught. So I think we're getting closer and closer to Ben Sinnott time, maybe being featured a bit more as a receiver. But I think Ertz still catches his 4 for 25, 26, but he's right there.
I'll go over it. It takes 2 decent catches in the middle of the field to get him. The number's just so small. By the way, as I think about the McLaurin thing, the Ravens are 31st against the pass. They give up a lot of big plays. If I'm going under on McLaurin, which I'll stick with, that means I got to hammer some overs on other receivers because there's going to be plays to be made. Like, I think this could be a, I know we just got one last week and 2 in a row over 2 weeks wouldn't make sense, but like a Deami Brown home run game. Like, I could see a Deami 57, 65-yard
catch. I think Zacchaeus has a nice ball game. I think McCaffrey has another, 4-for-35 kind of a game, et cetera.
Agreed.
Yeah.
No injury designation on Noah Brown either, so he'll be back. They do have a prop for Austin Eckler's receiving yards at 18.5.
Over
way,
immediately.
Way, way over.
You could double that and I'd go over.
I'm going to say he catches 6 balls for 75 yards in this game. I think Eckler could end up being their leading receiver in this game, because they don't want the pass rush to get home. They're going to try to keep things simple on the road. It's going to be really loud. I think they're going to get the ball in his hands. You saw it with Cincinnati, by the way. He ended up getting banged up with the concussion, remember? Mm-hmm. But in that game, in like a raucous environment on the road, the entire game plan in the first quarter was like, hey, how do we get the ball to Austin Eckler so that he can just calm everybody down by getting yardage?
Just ripped off half the field, by the way, in a couple of touches.
Yeah, so give me over on Austin Eckler.
Overage.
Actually, that might be the thing I feel best about that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers has his prop set at 54.5.
I think there's an over here. I think there's a couple underneath, and then I think he's the guy that wanders behind the secondary when everybody's tired of getting the gut punch from Hill, from Henry, from Lamar Jackson, from Likely, and everybody else kind of underneath. There's your home run shot. I think he catches one big pass to put him over that total.
This feels like an easy over for me. Again, I could see him going for 90, 100, 110, something like that. I do not like that style of receiver against this team.
The Amon-Ra St. Brown school.
Yeah,
kind of guy.
He's even, kind of. Like the volume, mm-hmm. twitchy underneath guy. But like whatever that is, I think he'll chew them up. They live in nickel and dime, and it's almost all zone for the most part. So you just throttle it down. You find those little spots and holes in their defense. I think he'll be able to do that. The thing that always scares me with him is it seems like he's always good for, like, once every few games, like a bubble that he takes for 70 yards or whatever. I just need that not to happen. Make them earn every blade of grass. Make them go on long drives. Don't give them anything over the top easy. And Lamar has not really hit on those throws this season where they have the deep shots, like the home run balls, down the field, middle of the field. But let's not give Zay Flowers a catch and run situation either.
The tight end duo of Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely both have receiving props at 23.5. How do we feel about each of them?
By the way, what happened to Mark Andrews?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's just lost. I mean, he's 29. It's a lot of mileage on those legs.
But he's not 35.
Yeah, there's been injury. He's always seems to be slowed with something nagging. Maybe it all finally caught up with him.
Listen to these numbers.
Yeah.
2 catches for 14 against the Chiefs. 4-for-50, which isn't terrible against the Raiders. No catches against the Cowboys. He played in the game.
Mm-hmm.
No catches against the Bills. He played in the game. Back-to-back weeks. None. And then he had 4-for-55 against the Bengals. They ran 100 plays. It was kind of like, the Falcons game where everyone's like, oh, man, Drake London, great game. Well, of course, everyone had a great game. They ran 90 plays and threw for 500 yards. Of course they had a great game. So, I don't know, man. He is not the same. I'll go over on both because it's such a low total.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bet under 23, but he's been over that in just 2 of 5 games.
And it also feels like the game where he gets going just because it's Washington, and of course.
Does he have a gets going? Do they even want him to get going?
Well, yeah, who knows? Maybe it's the Likely show.
I think Likely's
their
best tight end.
Yeah.
Like, Likely could go for 90 yards. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think Likely has a nice day. I think Likely goes for 45, 50 yards.
I think he Likely does do that.
Likely does?
Yeah. Likely. Maybe not. Unlikely.
Likely or not, the segment on Fox 5.
I wonder if they do that. You think
they should do that.
Thank you. We'll want the end of this one back.
Got away from us a little bit.
That one got away from
us. I blame
us.
Me.
I blame myself. Mm. I blame myself. What is that? It's Sandlot? Where they design the you know, the little device to get the baseball.
Uh-huh.
The two brothers, the one is like an engineer.
Uh-huh.
And like he's got like dust all over his face. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like it blows up and it doesn't work and it's a big explosion. And he goes, I blame myself.
It's just such a very adult thing to do.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.